Good afternoon. You're listening to Local and State News. I'm Matt Miller with this update. The federal agency that manages Pacific walrus may decide this week whether the animal should be listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Court settlement calls for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to make a listing decision by Saturday. The Center for Biological Diversity filed a listing petition in February of 2008. Climate science director Shay Wolf says walrus primary habitat, such as sea ice, has decreased by half in recent decades because of climate change. Climate models predict the loss will continue. The state of Alaska opposes the listing. State Division of Wildlife Conservation Director Bruce Dale says the walrus population is robust and projections of future sea ice melt are uncertain. Southeast Alaska will open to commercial fishing for red king crab this fall for the first time in 6 years. Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Joe Stratman says the red crab population has been on the rise since 2013.
Basically, for the last 4 or 5 seasons, we've seen improvement in legal mature biomass estimates in Southeast. And now they've gotten to the level where we reach this harvestable surplus.
Red king crab are the largest shellfish in the state. They can weigh up to 24 pounds and have a leg span of 5 feet. What commercial fishermen in Southeast haul in is usually smaller, around 8 to 9 pounds, but they're still worth a lot. Red king crab brought in nearly $11 a pound during the last opening in 2011, so it's not unheard of to bring in a $100 crab. The last fishery was worth nearly $2 million at the dock, but whether the opening set for November 1st will be lucrative is still to be seen. Managers will keep close tabs on the fishery. It will be open for only 24 hours, then close for 4 days for sampling before managers decide to open more areas. 59 fishermen in Southeast have permits to participate in the fishery. Federal investigators are now helping pin down the cause and origin of this month's house fire on Seward Street in downtown Juneau. Electrical components from the house's second floor are being sent to the Seattle office of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and from there they'll be passed on to a laboratory where federal fire investigators will take a closer look. Juneau Fire Marshal Dan Jaeger says the Juneau Police Department notified ATF because of the fire's fatalities. ATF, in turn, expressed an interest in the case and offered to help. Two brothers from Mexico died in a September 17th fire. 34-year-old Wilfredo Luis Roman Oliveira Mora and 21-year-old Adrian De Jesus Oliveira Mora. 7 other people, including 4 firefighters, were injured. Latest forecast calls for heavy rain to continue for the rest of the day today and tonight, with low temperature tonight about 50 degrees, with winds out of the southeast to about 25 miles per hour, and rain likely for tomorrow with some patchy fog. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest local and state news.